So the Mishnah said, "Hatorim es trumoso." That one of the things that a person can do on behalf of someone else who took a neder is that he could take the truma for him. So now on the top of Amud Beis it says, "Ibay lehu." They ask the following question: "Hatorim mishalo al shel chavero tzarich daito olo." So if you're going to take truma from your own produce, not the other guys, but your own produce on behalf of somebody else, so does he have to know about it? Meaning, I'm not touching his produce, but I'm going to help him out. So one side of the suffix is, mi amrinan kaven de zuchus hulo, since this is something that's a zuchus, it's favorable, and he would want it, so lo tzarech das. You don't have to let him know. We have a general rule in halacha called zochin la'onim shalom b'fonav. That if I want to do something on your behalf and your benefit, I want to give you something, help you out, I don't need to do it in front of you. I could, without your knowledge, make somebody your shliach. So too maybe over here also. I'm helping you out. I'm going to be separating the truma on your behalf. So maybe that would work. Odilma mitzvah dilehi v'nichale lima'abde. No, maybe really this is the other guy's mitzvah and he would like to do the mitzvah himself. So, you know, it's not a benefit to have somebody else being tori my truma. I want to do it myself. You know, the fact that you're doing it on my behalf, that doesn't necessarily help me. So, if you look and there's the Ran here. Can you see the screen with the Ran? The Ran here is Eladait Labal. Oh no, I'm second. The Ran says here that Zechia works mitam shlichus. It's the Ran going on later on. But that idea that when I do something on your behalf, that's working within the concept of them acting on your behalf. So what's the answer? Toshma. Torim es trumosov the esmas rosov ledaito. The Mishnah says that you can take the truma and the maaser from it that you're doing with his knowledge. It means with his consent. So one second, am I askinan? What exactly are the details over here? What are you going to tell me? So ilema, if we're going to be talking about the case, the guy is separating the truma min bal hakri from the owner of the pile. Al shel bal hakri, he's doing it for the owner of it. So ledaito deman. So what does that mean? How does it mean ledaito? Doesn't make sense with the Mishnah. You know, if that's what he's doing. But Elam, if you can tell me, Ledaito delay, he's doing it with his knowledge, the one who's taking the truma. So in that case, man shavi le shliach, who made him a shliach to do so? You're not allowed to take someone else's truma unless they made you a shliach. So how does it mean? How do you understand pshat in the Mishnah when it says that, right, hatorim es trumosov es maso ledaito? How do you know pshat in das? So Ella Ralingmore says the case must be different. Ledaito de bal hakri. It must be that when you're taking the truma, you're doing this with the knowledge and the consent of the owner. Vaha kamahani le, right? But you're now you're giving him hana. Why de kaaved shlichuse? Because you're acting as his shliach. So how could that be that you could be acting on his behalf? You're doing something on his. You're giving him benefit. You're not supposed to give him benefit. You took a netter. You're not going to get any benefit from this guy. Ella mishalo al shel kri. So the Gemara says no. It must be the guy's taking truma from his own pile of produce on behalf of the produce from the owner of this pile. So again, the question comes back: ledaito deman. So whose das is working over here? Who's agreeing to any of this? So elaim, if you're going to tell me ledaito de bal hakri, you're going to tell me that it's the knowledge of the guy who owns this pile of the fruit. Kamahanile, you're benefiting him, right? Because you're acting his shliach by separating the truma. So Allah, rather you have to say no. That's not pshat. It must be like that. The guy's taking the truma with daite denafshe. He's doing it for his own sake. Umishalo torim al shel chavero. He's doing it on his own, and he's being a nice guy. And he's taking from his own produce in order to help out the other guys. That's going to, again, eating food that before the truma and maaser has been separate from, that's called tevel. That's non-kosher. You're not allowed to eat that. So he's doing him a favor. I'm taking from my produce on behalf of him. Ivi amrit sarich das. And if you're going to tell me that you have to have the das in the consent, hakamahani le. Right? You're giving benefit from. So, el alav, rather, must be, you have to come off, ein sarich das. that according to this, that you don't have to have any consent, any knowledge of the owner. So the owner says, no, you can't say like this. You can't say that you could do without this. La'olam, at the end of the day, when all the dust settles, the back and forth, the Gemara says, we're talking about a case, Mishel Bal Hakri, Abal Hakri, that the owner of the fruit pile is taking it from the same owner of the fruit pile, right? But you'll see that there's a parallel case. Could Omer Rav, like Rav says, but Omer Kol HaRoitz Elitrum Yavo V'Yitrum. And a guy says, anybody who wants to come and separate Truma can come and do that. Like, you know, it's a free-for-all. Anybody wants to hop around and do this, go ahead, he can do that. So, Hachinami, but Omer says, so too, the guy's saying, anybody can come and separate my Truma. So, in this case, when a person could be separating the Truma without necessarily being designated as a Shliach, it was just open. It was open. I didn't say, you are my Shliach, on my behalf, and therefore, that's how it works. So, Rambam over here in Hilchas Nedarim. The Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, brings this down. He says the following case. Vitorim Shim and Trumos Ruvain, Umafrish Lo Maisros Midaito. So Shimon can do Ruvain's Truma for him with his knowledge and his consent. Ketzad, how does this play out practically? Ketzad Midaito, Kigon Sha'ama Ruvain, Ruvain says, Kol Haroitz Litrom Yav Litrom. Anybody wants to come and take the Truma can do this. Avalo Yomor Lishimon, he can't see the Shimon directly, Litrom. Right, low. Shahar oisa oisa shliach. Right, because if you say Shimon, you are doing this on behalf, he tells him to do it. That's not allowed. Vezeh haniyah lo. That's like giving a hanah from him. So even though that's what it comes out, the whole kim to the case is where he just says like very open ended thing, and that's where it happens. Okay. Now the Gemara's going to go on to a new discussion. Something called tovas hanah. That when you're separating truma to a kohen. So who gets the rights to pick? You know, you wanna make friends with the Kohanim. They're good to be a good chavra, so you wanna be in with them. So you get to pick who you want to give to. So boy mine Reb Yirmiya Mirizera. Hatori Mishalo Al Shal Chavero. So again, this is the case where you're separating for yourself to help somebody else out for his benefit. Tova Sana Shalmi. So who gets the rights to pick the Kohen? Mi Amrina, do we say Ila Peri de Haich Mi Matakna Kari Dahu? If it wasn't for the fruits, the produce, the one who's separating the Truma, then the owner of the pile, which is how properly taking this off, so therefore it should be the one who's being separating the Truma, he gets the Tovas Hanah, because he's the one who's doing it. If I didn't do this, you'd have nothing to talk about. Oh, Dilma is the Aramaic, but the English word dilemma comes from that, right? That I have a dilemma, maybe. Oh, Dilma is the other way of looking at it. Ilav Karya Dehahu, if it's not from the pile of that guy, meaning the owner of the pile, right? Lohavya Peyre Dehadein Truma, then it wouldn't be Truma. So if it's going to be the owner who's the one who gets the Tova Sanoa. So which is it? This is the Shai that he asked. So Omale Rav Zera said back to Birmia. Omakra, the Pasuk says, Ace kol tavuas zarecha vinasato. The key word in the pasuk is vinasata. That it's depending on the nesina, the one who's giving over the truma. They're the one who gets the tovas hanah. So that's the one who belongs to, right. He gets the pick. Ace ve Rav Yirmi asks the kasha on this from Zera. Torim es truma isav. We've seen that from the Mishnah, that one who took the Benetter, did not to get any Hanah, he's allowed to separate the Truma Maiser, right? Provided he's doing it with his knowledge. If it's going to tell me that the one who gets the Tovas Hanah gets to pick the Kohen, that's based on the Baal HaKri. So you're giving him Hanah by this, right? By separating the Truma for him, right? So Eli, you have to say Shema Minah Tovas Hanah Delay. Must be that the Tovas Hanah belongs to the one who's separating the Truma. So Omri, they said no. Lo, it's not necessarily a good proof over here. We could actually talk about the case one who's separating the Truma, right? Mishal Bal Hakri Al Shal Bal Hakri. That's the owner of the pile for the owner of it. L'dayta de Bal Hakri. You do it with the knowledge of the Bal Hakri. But Omri, like we said, Kol Haraitz Elitroim. Yavo Litrum. Anybody wants to come and separate the Truma could come and separate the Truma. So similar conclusions we had previously. So Tashma, so we're not sure what the answer is yet. We had Raya's both ways. So we'll answer Rav Yirmiyah's Kasha question like this. To Omer Rav Yavohu, Omer Rav Yochanan. So we have three dinim. I'll go through the dinim and then I'll explain what each one is. Hamatish Mosif Chomesh, Vamischaper Ose Tumura, Vatorim Yishalo, Al She'en Shalo, Tova Sana Shalo. Okay, so let's break this down and go through the three things. The first halacha that it comes up, if you're being Makdish a behema, and it has a mum, so you can't bring a bal mum as a korban. So if you're pode, you redeem it, you have to add a fifth to the animal. So if the animal is worth $100, so then you have to add a fifth. Here really adds 125. That's how we calculated a fourth, so that the total overall amount is one fifth of the total. So you're adding a fourth is 25%. Which makes the total amount you have to pay is 125, and 125 is you basically added a fifth of the overall price. But that's only if you're doing it yourself. If somebody else is going to redeem your behema, so then this whole extra chomesh, they don't have to pay. They don't have to pay the additional fifth. So if your friend is doing it, that's what the price is saying over here, then he doesn't have to pay the extra, what is it, $25? It would just be $100. So if you're doing it for yourself, 125, because there's the chomesh. If you're doing it, someone else does it for you, then it's only $100. That's the first din. Then is hamischaper oisa tumura. So a mischaper is a person who is getting a kapara. They could make another animal into a tamura to substitute out for another one. And the third halach is really what we're concerned with, because this answers our question. He said that if someone is torim mishalo al she'ena shalo, if you're helping somebody out, separating the chumas from your produce on behalf of someone else, the last three words, tovas hana shalo, then he's the one who gets the tovas hana. He gets to pick who the kohen is who's going to receive it. And again, that's like a fringe benefit that you get to have that kind of power and that benefit. The Rambam brings this, and we'll end with this. The Rambam says in Hilchos Trumas, we actually quoted this halacha, I think in one of the last drushes before the corona came, at Mark Baruch's Ofruf, we said over this. I'm just going to skip to the very thing. The case was Chamisha lo yitru v'im trumu ein trumos and truma. People to give, it's not really good. A cheresh, a shoyte, a katan, a akum, shetormis, shal yisrael, vafilu, vishuso, vatorimish, einu shalo, shobishus habaylim, aval hatorimish shalo al shal acherim, hareze truma, vatikin perusehim. Vitovas hano, this is the key line, the Rambam, perik dalet halacha beis, the tovas ra shalo, shenosno lechol bet kohen shiirtse. So if you're doing on behalf, you're allowed, you get the tovas hano. Okay. Emet Hashem, we will continue with this next week. We got up to five lines from the bottom on Amud Beis.